This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
MVP Faf, Rainbow Whānau. You're tuned into the Flat Out Pride Hour here on Free FM 89.0 independent community media. Live stream and podcast us via freefm.org.nz, via the access.nz app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify and iHeartRadio. Flat out. Lady H on your mic for your Funky Friday. That last beat there, Solo Rosa, Something Good. You're tuned into the station and the show that celebrates us, the Glit Fab Rainbow Whānau. No mahara mai, no mai hoki mai. We do news, views and interviews for and about our community. And that is all the scopes, all the colours of our rainbow. Flat out. On your show, E Te Whānau, coming up, we have got Coming Out as Takatāpui, Hui Takatāpui, an iwi of its own. Our Family's Guide to Transitioning. And Have You Questioned Your Sexuality? Lesbian versus Straight Woman. This is Compliments of Middle Ground. The kaupapa where people come together and have a kōrero about the given topic. And this week, or for this segment, Lesbian versus Straight Woman. And just them sharing their whakaaro. Of course, we've got some beats peppered through there. It is the month of May, so it's New Zealand Music Month. So we're going to hāpai tāua kaupapa. We're going to uplift that kaupapa of New Zealand music. So those are our beats peppered through there. That is our show, E Te Whānau. Up first, have you questioned your sexuality? Compliments of Middle Ground. Stay tuned.
Step forward if you agree with the prompt. It's normal for straight women to feel some attraction towards women.
Yeah, I think that is completely normal. Women are attractive. We are cute. We are hot. We're fiery. And yes, we're attracted to each other.
I've actually been on maybe like two dates with women because women are attractive and they're beautiful people.
My feeling has always been that it's because I've had a past relationship with a man that was significant. Folks have said, well, you should identify as bisexual, right? And I'm like, interesting, you know, because ultimately to me, calling yourself a label is not so much a labeling as it is an identifying, and it's like you end up choosing. And so you can stop where you want, right? Like, I think there's the journey, and then for me it was like, no, I stopped at lesbian and I'm staying here. Yeah. So that's the word that I'm using.
I do have a follow-up question. Have you thought about women while masturbating?
Yes. Again, women are sexy. Even for me, and I'm a straight woman, I don't always like straight. I don't necessarily like straight.
Don't they say like statistically that women in general, straight or not, watch gay porn? Because you're looking at the woman having pleasure.
That. And that's it's that pleasure sensation that we're looking for that I don't always get when I'm watching men and women.
That actually makes sense because I was a late bloomer and I found out what porn I was 17. When I saw it, I was like, oh, sex is for the man, because that's kind of right. How it looked. It's for the man, it's for the man to feel good. It never like clicked to me like, oh, you're supposed to also feel something. So I understand what you say when you mean that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Sarah, and I'm a straight woman. Physically, I've had attraction towards women. I had a crush on a girl, but that was it, really, just a crush. Other than that, I haven't really thought about getting intimate with women sexually or romantically.
Girly girl and tomboy are problematic terms.
Personally, elementary school, I was the only girl at boys' birthday parties, every time, because a lot of my friends were boys, and I was just told, oh, Claire's just a tomboy. I mean, I was a dress-wearing girl. I had bike ramps in my front yard. I wanted to do all that stuff, and so, like, she's a tomboy. And that kind of fuzzied my queerness for me. And growing up, I was very hyper femme. I got Easter dresses and wore them year-round, those big, like, tulle Easter dresses.
I did that, too!
The best. But I was then looked at as a girly girl. So it's like, she can't be gay if she looks this way.
Well, I think it's hard when you tell someone what they are.
So
that's the only thing that I'm like, that could be problematic, because like you said, it fuzzied it for you. And that's why I think it could be problematic, because you can't put someone in a certain place. They have to do it themselves.
I think if you're self-labeling, it's fine, but like putting someone else
Agreed.
Into it, not great. Hi, my name's Claire. I'm 23 years old, and I am team lesbian.
Compulsive heteronormativity is definitely a problem. It's when you grow up being assumed as straight. That definitely happened for me. I grew up with only straight role models, watching only straight people on TV. All I saw was straight culture. And I had those feelings start to develop that I thought were wrong, and I was repressing and pushing them down. So I definitely think compulsive heteronormativity is a problem in society, and we need to have a lot more queer role models in all our communities.
So I think there's a split here to be made between being womanly and being feminine, right? Like, I feel womanly, but I'm masculine in terms of my presentation. And I'm gonna say this, being feminine has emotional qualities and being masculine has emotional qualities.
Yeah, the expectation is I must be submissive. I must be the one because I am female by default. I'm the submissive one. I'm very dominant. I'm dominant in the way that I present myself and when I'm in a room. And so men especially they're the ones who will suggest. I'm a black woman and I'm a dominant black woman. So I must be gay. I must be a lesbian. I must be a lesbian.
What is that though? Like why does everyone always say like, "Oh, you look like a lesbian." What is that? What does a lesbian look like? There is no look. It's just what you are and who you are. I mean, my mom, when I came out, my mom was like, "Okay, well, you're a lesbian, so why do you date women that like to dress like men?" Okay, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they want to wear. That's what they want to wear. Okay, great.
So I was gonna ask you guys a question. Like, do you feel girly girl or tomboy?
I present like in a more feminine way, but I feel like internally, I don't know if I'm masculine, but I feel like I embody a lot of like male traits where I'm like, I think with logic and I'm like strong and don't really like say how I feel, but like externally I'm feminine.
But also it does like pose difficulty when I'm out like wanting to look at girls. A lot of time like I'm making eye contact and they're like, why is this girl looking at me?
The way the patriarchy functions is that it's like divide women and conquer women. Divide and conquer, right? We're supposed to fight with each other. We're supposed to compete over men specifically.
Sometimes I feel like I always want to believe the best in women, but I feel like we've all had that thing where we're like, why is that girl staring at me? Did she not like me? Like, is she mean? What's going on? Maybe she just likes me. Maybe she thinks I'm cute. And I'll think that next time. Maybe I'm like, hi, I'm Dia and I'm straight. Whenever I saw Waka Flocka Flame for the first time, I knew that that was my lane. I did go through a phase where I was trying to see if I was interested in girls, but then it usually always led back to men.
I have been confused by my sexual orientation.
I think like there was a time in my life where I was like, oh, boys are great. And then I got hurt. Like a real hurt, where I was just like, man, ugh, need a break. And so then I was kind of like, well, where do I go next? And so, you know, I went on my dates, as I told you. And I just haven't found a woman that, you know, makes me go, you know?
I mean, personally, like, I'm still confused every day. And I think, I think sexuality is so fluid. Like, you can always be changing how you feel. And it's also like this attachment to still holding on hope that maybe I'll like a guy or maybe like I could feel something with a guy. Yeah. And even like identifying on like the lesbian side was hard for me because I still hold on to that label of being bisexual because I've dated men and because I still know I can like make myself in a way like men. So it's like, do I like men because I like men or because I've grown up thinking
that's
I should?
Because they gave us that dream that you're supposed to find that prince charming and you're supposed to fall in love and have these kids and it's supposed to be like this thing. So
in my life I had this plan out, like I'm gonna get married to a surfer guy, we're gonna have all these cute little kids and it's gonna be great. And I went on a date, it was my first date with a boy in high school, and I was like, he's gonna hold my hand at the movie theater, oh my gosh, it's gonna happen. And he touched me and I did this. And my body knew before my head knew. Queer was not used that often, middle school, high school. The derogatory term was gay. That's gay, she's gay, that meant lame. So for me, I'm like, I'm not gay, I don't think I'm lame. So fell under queer, gay, lesbian as I got comfortable and deconstructed those labels myself.
I think that family does play a huge role. I was married to a man for 6 years. It was a little bit hard for me to actually like have the courage to come out because I do come from a very strict Latina household. I tried to force myself into you know, being in a heterosexual relationship for the sake of my family and for the sake of the what if it doesn't work out with a woman, or me being scared and terrified. So I think that confusion is a very normal thing in everyone.
I would say the most confusing element of things for me was literally the sexual aspect of my sexual orientation, because I was in a relationship with a man for like 7 years. And I learned over time that like the dynamic that we had when we had sex was the dynamic that I wanted, but I didn't want to be the me in it. Then I slowly started to identify as a butch. I remember someone saying this, and I don't know who it was, but somebody looked at me and said, butch women couldn't get a man, so they're trying to be one. It was like a double failure. My name is Rachel, and I'm on the lesbian side. Heteronormativity in the sense of a set of norms that disciplines people and subjugates them is certainly a problem, especially in the way that it impacts girls who are supposed to have a man, or, as they say about butch women, try to be one. That's not to say that heterosexuality is a problem. It's not crazy for people to be heterosexual, just like it's not crazy that gay feeling and sexuality is also natural.
Kia ora, te whānau. That is all the time we have for that snippet. It goes on a bit longer, but that will be up on our Bookface page, and you can continue to listen to the rest. Up next, Stan Walker with Tua. Stay tuned, back with you super soon.
Kia mauki o pai tawhiti, aha ko te kokei, he mana nui tō te aki, hei aha te whakaruiti, tiro ki tua, tuara e, whakarono ki nā wai o roto e, kei wehi te wehena i tō awa, tiro ki tua, tiro ki tua, tua. To pākoro e kia mai au e kore re re yei i mohi o e nui no atura tōku ora nai na te hiraira he ora nā nā kau kei tuara kei tuara
tiro ki tua tuara e whakarongo ki nā wai o roto e ke wehi te wehe nā
mana nui tō te aki, hei aha te whakaruiti. Titiro ki tō,
isn't that cool? Stan Walker with Tua. I hope you enjoyed that jam, and I hope you enjoyed that kōrero. This is Lady H on your mic for you, Funky Friday. You're tuned into the station, the show that celebrates us, the Takatāpui MVP Faf, Rainbow Whānau. Coming up on your show, we have got Hui Takatāpui o Whakaaro Takatāpui, the first little snippet, an iwi of its own, and coming out as Takatāpui. Our family's guide to transitioning is up next. In between there is our beats, and because it's the month of May, it is New Zealand month, celebrating Aotearoa sounds. So those are our beat choices for the show. Stay tuned. This is the goodness coming up for you very soon. So the Kaupapa Kōrero is our family's guide to transitioning, and this is brought to you by Extra. Telling my mother I was trans was the hardest part about coming out as a teen, but she ended up being my greatest support. Now, they want to help families like theirs. This is by Tudor Robbins and Evan Robbins. Evan was reborn at the age of 18 on October the 31st, 2020. That's the day they started feminizing hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. They first contemplated transition when they were 15, trying to put words into the disparity between how I saw myself and how I was seen by the world. If asked, I would label myself pansexual or bisexual, depending on the situation. And while I was hesitant to experiment with alternate pronouns or modes of gender expression, I was beginning to understand that I wasn't wholly comfortable with being cis. And so Mum Tudor Robbins, when Evan told me things that she found words to express them, I was included as a parent, could hope to be. Where there was a shift, the first time I saw her with painted nails, the first time she wore a skirt, her first appointment at the trans health clinic, my chest would tighten, my pulse would quicken, then I'd get used to it. The morning I first saw an Instagram post in which Evan used she, her pronouns, it was like the moment 19 years earlier when my water broke. I emailed my close friend, "It's happening, yep." And she answered, "You knew it would. Now you get to be a parent." So the idea of stepping up to be a parent that I wanted for Evan helped me. So this is their journey, and this is their story in terms of how to be there for your tamariki. So here's six takeaways. How to be there for your trans kid. Do give them space to figure things out at their speed. Do find your own support system to avoid burdening them with your questions and your insecurities. Do wield your influence to get them the help they need if they can't access it themselves. Do be prepared to change from putting away the old family photos to overhauling a wardrobe, but don't rush it. Don't leave them to come out on their own. Offer to share the news with certain people on their behalf. And don't forget that parenting your child is a joy and a privilege. So Tudor talks about what to do while you wait for your child to check out what's happening for them. So they come to understand, the mother and daughter, we've established that transitioning isn't instant, overnight, or cataclysmic. On one hand, there's time to breathe. On the other hand, there's time to fret. So, what can a parent do during the inevitable waiting periods? First thing, keep most things the same. Your child is, at their core, the same person you've always known. They have the same likes and dislikes, and they have the same place in your family and in your heart. Change what needs changing. Don't be afraid to ask your child for guidance regarding what shifts they would like to see. For example, they might want to remove older photos from around the house or clear out their closet to make room for new clothes. The first Christmas Evan was on HRT, I realized I'd automatically brought boxer shorts to put in both my kids' stockings, a family tradition. Would I hurt Evan's feelings if I gave them to her? Would she feel left out if I didn't? And in the end, I asked her. She declined them, and her brother got double dose of underwear. Rally support. Search out resources that resonate with you. So read widely. Find a therapist if that helps, and figure out which friends and family members you can trust. Even if your child's not at the point of coming out widely, it's okay to share the news with a trusted ally or two. consider fertility preservation. So this won't be an option or a priority for everyone, but it's worth talking to a doctor about. The waiting period before HRT can be a great time for this. When and how to share the news. So for Evan, talking about being trans and letting people know about that never really stops. It can be particularly daunting, like early on in the piece, and they remembered how scary it was to advocate for themselves when it came to pronouns or correcting people that misgendered them. But having supportive parents made them feel supported, and it was hugely beneficial. So with consent, my mum and dad informed my family. So with my consent, so this is Evan talking, informed our family, friends and neighbours of my transness on my behalf. Not only was this a huge relief emotionally, it also spared me the logistical nightmare of having to come out to anyone and everyone I knew after the other. So it's common to feel isolated when you're transitioning. The most impactful thing my parents did was to show me that I wasn't alone and that they weren't going to leave me to fend for myself. So for Mum, my husband and I were happy to take the weight of telling neighbours, friends and family off their shoulders. Frankly, I was eager to finally share the news. It was a chance to tell people the kind of things we don't usually make a point of sharing, like, you're important to our family, we care about you and we trust you with this news. It also allowed them to respond in kind, telling us how much they love Evan and our family and how we have their support and admiration. Stunning. How to navigate the system. So many steps to transitioning, and the administrative aspects was the most difficult for Evan. The best approach: thoroughly understand the process and know your rights before undertaking anything. There's usually a correct order in which and when it comes to filling out paperwork and changing ID. So when Evan tried to get their driver's license reissued, their request was initially refused at the service desk. Then they took their mum, and it took them stepping in for the staffer to concede. So mum's thorough knowledge of the process was undeniable. All to say, navigating the system can be daunting, and it helps to have somebody by your side. So for mum, it was, I become more of an expert on ID than I ever thought possible. I'm also now more aware of how often an issue can potentially arise. Well, on a trip to BC, they got to see how many times she had to show her thankfully updated driver's license. And then when she got her COVID vaccine, the wonder if she'd face difficulties because she was still classified as M in the system. In the end, it was fine. But having a valid ID is a human right. Be informed. When the service clerk told Evan, I can't update your license for you, they knew they were wrong. Be firm. I know you can help me. It is often a good start. Followed up with, don't worry, I can wait. By which I mean all day in front of your desk. Ask questions. When something seems nonsensical, flag it. If the person in front of you can't explain why a policy exists, request to speak to someone who can. Use your power. It's both sad and true that people will do things for me as a cis woman that they won't do for my daughter. Maybe someday that won't be the case, but while it is, I'll have Evan's back. If you have similar privilege, wield it. And then also what to think about going forward. I look at resources, research, try not to be angry, or you might be grieving. They often don't say this, so parenting your trans child is a joy. Evan has changed, and so has mum. They've opened their mind, strengthened their resolve, and toned down their judgment and questioned their assumptions. And they've met some of the kindest people they've ever known. So far, no, this is just a few tips from Tudor and Evan. Evan transitioned to Wahine in terms of how to support your transgender child. Kui na, that is the Kaupapa Kōrero. We're going to go into a beat now. Trinity Roots, The Little Things. Stay tuned, whānau. We're going to be back with you soon.
Please, please, please check my eyes. For I have nothing to hide. As I wipe
Te whānau. That is Trinity Roots with Little Things. It is New Zealand Music Month and Flat Out Pride is on that kaupapa. You're tuned into the station and the show that celebrates us, the Glad Fab Rainbow Whānau. We do news, views and interviews for and about our Flat Out Pride Whānau. That is us. No maharamai, no mai hoki mai. You can tune into us if you missed the me on air on freefm.org.nz via the accessmedia.nz app, via Apple Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, Flat Out. Te ngā reo o te hāpuri, bringing together the voices of our community. That is Free FM's tagline, and Flat Out Pride absolutely supports that kaupapa kōrero for sure. Coming up next on your show, we've got what's hot and happening for your coming weekend, some beats through there, and next, Takatāpui. Coming out as Takatāpui. Then we'll go into a beat, Jess B with Mood. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We love having you on board with the Fire Note.
Okay, so...
Yes, talk to me.
Look...
Ah, oh, they're everywhere.
And what I love is you're so out now. Tell me about when you came out before the bananas. Whoosh, what are we like? Miss Kahi, a.k.a. the Native Diva.
And I'm Luke Bird, a.k.a. the Birdman. Coming out was a little bit out there for the bird. It took me 3 hours to say the words, I am gay. And
It did. How old were you?
Only 3 years ago, so what?
Oh, gosh.
21? No, I was like 28, 7.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but she fully, like, knew that she was waiting for you to...
She did. And what happened was it took me 3 hours and I made her guess, play a guessing game. Didn't happen. She couldn't get it. She was like, go to bed. It was now midnight. And I said, I am gay. And she just looked...
You did not go like
did.
That.
Well, I was shaking and I was, like, crying, going, I am gay.
Unreal.
And then she said to me, was that it? And she knew. She said to me, I knew straight away when you used to wear necklaces and nail polish to school. And I was like, well, you could have told me. So mums know. When is the right age?
I mean,
do you know it? Tell us.
I mean, look at my gay uncles. Hello. They're like in their 70s now.
Hey.
You know, and you never did. Oh, uncle, are you a, you know, we're all Susie's girl.
Ngā pūwhata.
Yeah, ngā pūwhata. Yeah, that's like the pūftas. You know, that's how, you know, the likes of my mum and her generation and all my aunties, that's how they talk. They're like, ooh, look at those poofs. Gee, they're neat, eh? I really like those poofs. You know, one thing about them, they're real Susie, eh? But they're caring.
And if you're straight, you're straight. If you're bi, you're bi. If you're takatāpui, you are takatāpui. The whole important thing is to embrace it, own it, learn about it, and earn it.
In terms of coming out, you can come out online.
You can.
This is what's happening.
Snapchat.
Tinder.
Filter.
Tinder.
Oh.
Grindr.
Oh.
Grindr.
The scruff.
Yeah, what's Grindr?
Growler.
People are like, what's Grindr? Grindr's where all the takatāpui go. I wanted to sign up to Grindr, but I got to be takatāpui. Yeah, but see, because coming out, you don't have to do the big, you know, tell everybody anymore. You can go straight online.
Oh, my family go, this is my cousin Luke. He's gay.
Yeah, no. It's almost like you got to walk around with a gay patch. You know, like gangsters. Wear your patch.
Just imagine.
Wear your G-patch. Hey. That's what it's about. It's like, this thing here can help you, like, fully come out. I mean, right down to Snapchat. Dad's in his 70s, mum's in her late 60s, and yeah, Aaliyah.
You want to see Maud?
Oh, she's so fabulous. And still very, very firm about, and goes with all my aunties. They talk the same.
Yes.
And that is, you know, when all my takatāpui come over, you know, they're like, oh, kia ora. And then go for the hongi. And then it gets to, you know, hongi mum, and then mum's like this. Hey, when you hongi matua, and it could be any matua, my uncles, whoever, you are here. No. Here. Like, but I remember, you know, she's like, you know, we know all about you lot, you know, you puffs. You're actually really beautiful. We actually have learned, these are the aunties, we've learned all about the poofies, you know, and lovely people. You people are really beautiful. This is what they would say, and then we've learned all about it. We've learned it from Koro and Emmerdale Farm. Everything has one takatāpui. Every family has a takatāpui. You are lying if you don't have a takatāpui or you haven't discovered it yet.
If you need more help to talk about coming out to somebody, even someone you don't want to really talk to, call Outline. They're the best, and they can talk to you about how you can out yourself.
Yes, come out. Just talk to them. I think it's really just about talking to your closest friend.
Mm.
Your friends are your ones you come out to first. Your whānau are the last ones that you come out to. Because it's so close to the heart, and you just don't want to get a mental hiding.
And 98% of the time, your whānau already know, and it's not an issue.
They're just waiting for you, and even that's hard.
Make it work. Make it happen.
Make it work. Make it happen. Gay is a give. Whoosh, what do we like?
Track, run it back, and I only came once, so I ain't coming back. Look, I make moves, I don't double tap, and I put in the work, then I double back. Stacking up the cash, baby, need a rubber band. You need a fragile sticker and some bubble wrap. Don't come at me, cause the girls stay with me. In the 8K, I got girls in Sydney. We will wild out and we will get shifty. Face on 10, but the mouth ain't pretty. No biggie, we booked and we busy. No ice on my neck, but the fit so drippy. You wanna leave with me, go ask the committee. And you better show me why you working with it.
Okay. Too wild, yeah, the team too wild. Black on black, that's that Wu-Child. Too severe, yeah, the team too severe. And we keeping that mood for the rest of the year. Yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, and you better make room when we step in the room.
big mama, I don't want no drama. I don't take no shit, yeah, I do what I wanna. Don't got no designer, no Fendi, no Prada, but we got that Savage like Rihanna. Yeah. Hey, hey, yeah, we rollin' gang, gang. Whole team ride, we be at the same thing. Yeah, we impact on them, hit a sound, bang, bang. Then we skirt right past them to the bang, ching, ching. Just some big boss bitches making boss moves. Motivated too, cause my rent due. And I stay up on your mind like some shampoos. Oh, you tryna fill my spot? Well, that's some big shoes. I'm a big shark, baby, no boasting. I'm just riding my wave, just coasting. And I'ma speak my speech till it's spoken. Yeah, level up, baby, we evolving. Too wild, yeah, the team too wild. Black on black, that's that Wu-Tang. Too severe, yeah, the team too severe. And we keeping that mood for the rest of the year. Yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, and you better make room when we step in the room.
Maharama no mai hoki mai e te whanau. You are tuned back into the Flat Out Pride Hour here on Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media. Live stream and podcast us via freefm.org.nz, via the accessmedia.nz app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify and iHeartRadio. Flat Out. That last beat there, Jess B, and the beat is called Mood. This one was from a few years ago now, but hey, all goody, all goody. One I hadn't heard before. It is New Zealand Music Month, so Flat Out Pride is on the bandwagon. We are bringing you Aotearoa sounds. Yes. Coming up next, what's hot and happening for your coming weekend? Let's get in to that goodness. So for your Friday, the 19th of May, Pink Shirt Day, e te whānau, wear your pink shirt to fight against bullying. Yes. There's a Waihine exhibition in Rotorua at Waka Rewa Rewa. That's 17 Tryon Street in Rotorua there. Stunning. Native Tech and DNA Open Day. That is happening. It's a Digital Natives Academy. That's the host. 1251 Fenton Street in Rotorua. It's free to join. The open day is organised by the awesome rangatahi from Native Tech. Get to know what they get up to in celebration of their Youth Week. So that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Night Ngāti Soul is happening in Russell. This is an event by Ngāti Soul Music Yush Productions. That's 19 York Street in Russell. So go down to Naughty Penguin this today for an evening of music complemented by great food and a selection of specialty cocktails and favourite beers from 5 till 8 p.m. Public skating is at the Whangarei Roller Club, a skating club in Portland Recreation Centre. Opens all 6 to 8 p.m, $10 entry. That includes a skate hire, $8 entry with own skates. Cash only, no if pos e te whanau. Board Game Club at Escapist NZ. That's up on level 136 Bryce Street. Get together with your whānau to make an exploration of Pacific carving in Ōtautahi. This is being on show from the 19th through to June the 15th. The event is by Takata Moana Trust. So it's an exhibition, that's the word I was looking for. An exploration of Pacific carving in Ōtautahi. Fibre Gallery and Takata Māori Trust are excited to debut artist and Pacific craftsman Amosa Tua La Mali'i. There we go. Forgive me if I've said that wrong. Friday live music with Daz Kiffe, one of our whānau from here in H-Town. So from 6 p.m. onwards, you can see them live. It's at the new Micro Brewery in Hamilton CBD, 29A Hood Street. Yeah, sister. Paul Knight at the Hamilton Cosmopolitan Club at 32 Claudelands Road. That is an event set up by Waikato Queer Woman Beyond the Binary. So if you're new to the group or haven't been there before, pool nights are a great way to connect with the community and make new friends. They're from 6:30 p.m. onwards. Devil Skin, Let Me Breathe NZ Tour at the Factory here in our very own H-Town, 28 Alexandra Street. Tickets from eventfinder, that's an a.co.nz. Foo. The Studio Hamilton 1920s Gatsby Showcase. That's at The Studio Hamilton, 90 Commerce Street in H-Town. Get your tickets from eventbrite.co.nz. Doors open 7:45. Show starts 8:30. Garters of the Galaxy. That is an event by the Cabaret Coven. The venue is Phoenix, Level 1, 258 Karangahape Road in Auckland. It's a debut show from the Cabaret Coven. It's a sci-fi extravaganza. So whether inspired by movies, comics, TVs, books, or just good old-fashioned science itself, this show has its jetpack on with its phases set to stunning. Get ready to go in peace. Ooh, that sounds cool. For your Saturday, the 20th, Tamahere Country Market here in Waikato, 14 Tamahere Drive in H-Town. Eclectic Market at the Waihi Memorial Hall, event by the Lions Club of Waihi. So that market's always the third Saturday of every month. Tokero Beach Cleanup is happening. That is in Karikari Peninsula up in Northland there. From 9 to 12. Get along and help clean up our whenua. Waikirikiri Awa Restoration Working Bee. And that is at Taimaru Bay. For all you whānau that want to get out there. So it's a planned working bee to do restoration on the awa of Waikirikiri. So it's held on the 20th and the 21st of May. Ka pai. So weed and pest plant eradication. Our restoration work, planting of rākau, and every day they start at 10 a.m. with karakia. Still on your Saturday, queer partner dancing, LGBTQIA+ event series at Matua Community Hall in Tauranga Moana. The event is by BOP Pride. So get along there, take a partner. There is no rigid gender roles there, whānau. Just get in there, be your authentic selves, and have fun. Trip Track to Red Rocks. That's hosted by Wellington Wanderers. That's all Fiddle Bay in Wellington. Head up there. It's steep, whānau, so for 30 minutes or so, but still very doable. You need some good fitness for that one. Mid-Northern and Hekurangi Rugby Club, so that's a rugby game between the two, kicks off at 12:30, premieres at 2:15. Repair Cafe in Whangarei. That's a community gathering which people with repair skills share their time and talents to fix their community belongings. Volunteers are also invited. Free Youth Week Fire Workshop. Ooh. Event by Circus Kumarani at 15 Onslow Street in Dargaville. Yay. So to celebrate Youth Week, so if you didn't know, 15th to 21st of May is Youth Week. So they're hosting a free fire spinning workshop for all our rangatahi. And all the equipment is provided. So arrive at 4, learn some skills before the fire safety briefing at 5. and they're going to have fun. So to spinfire, you must wear natural fibres, wool, cotton or denim. Roller disco in Huntley at the Huntley War Memorial Hall. Cool, that's 33 White, W-I-G-H-T Street in Huntley. Doors open at 5:45 for people who are hiring skates, 6 p.m. if you have your own. 6:15 is a skate lesson for 45 minutes, and then 7:15 the roller disco kicks in. Ka pai, Huntley. Gallagher Chiefs and Hurricanes are at FMG Stadium on your Saturday. Get your tickets from bit.ly. Still on your Saturday, Latin Night at Miss Q's. I believe that's Tauranga Moana, Unit 2 Westgate Shopping Centre, Westgate City, Auckland, my bad. Nōku te he. Get your tickets from eventfinder.co.nz. Garters of the Galaxy are happening on Saturday as well. Factory Theatre, 80 Onehunga Mall in Auckland. Cool. What a cool. Disco Diva Dance Party at Honey Badger Saloon. That's 125 Featherston Street in Wellywood. Event by Honey Badger Saloon. Ooh. It's a dance party, yo. Neon World Order, the promised 80s future with Brother Sister Team. Team Squad, music.net.nz at 54 Collingwood Street in H-Town. Get your tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. Wow. Love that. Our sister Dars is live at Gretna Hotel. That's 117 Hotapu Street in Taihape. Stunning. So Dars performs a mixture of covers and originals and delivers a night of loop, delay, bass pedals, creating great rock, soul, reggae, funk, flamenco and pop music, joined by Mel Woodham on the bass and drums. Moon. For your Sunday, Parihaka cleanup and tree planting is happening at Parihaka MTB Park. Love that. Love, love, love. AIDS Candlelight Tribute. It's a looped screening at 101 Wakefield Street in Civic Square, Wellington. Event by PrideNZ.com. This marks the 40th anniversary of the first people in Aotearoa, New Zealand, to be identified as living with AIDS. In that same year, so that's 1983, the first AIDS candlelight memorials took place in San Francisco and New York City. Yes. So it is the tribute, e te whanau. A film. The Amazing Race in Whaingaroa for the Youth Week event at Raglan Town Hall, 41 Bow Street, in Whaingaroa. Get your tickets from airtable.com. Online wānanga e te whānau, 32nd Hui Takatāpui Report, Data for Māori LGBTQIA+. So the event is by Mā Tātua Takatāpui Trust. So they're holding an online wānanga to encourage the importance of completing census. So this will form part of the 32nd Hui Takatāpui Report with keynote kōrero on the importance of data collection for Māori. Yes. So register on the link in order to be able to attend. The Sunday Club at QT in Auckland for Viaduct Harbour Avenue. Rooftop on Magic Sundays. Oh, yes. Wellington Saints versus Southland Sharks at the TSB Bank Arena. Get your tickets from ticketmaster.co.nz. That's B-Bowl, y'all. Auckland International AIDS Candlelight Memorial. So the actual memorial, or an actual memorial, at St. Matthew in the City, 132 Hobson Street in Auckland. Boom, boom, and boom. For your Monday the 22nd of May, free Just Older Youth Hauora event at 27 Corbin Ave in Henderson, Auckland, and that's for our Kaumātua Kui. Community drop-in at Rainbow Hubway, Kato 1 Bar 36 Bryce Street in Hamilton. A free dive course, $199, Dive Now NZ. Waitangi MB MTB Park Monday Group Rides, Waitangi Mountain Bike Park. Oh, yeah, is that still on your Monday? Glenview Club Inc. is announcing their school name. Wednesday the 24th, Queer and Crafty is up at Rainbow Hub Waikato. Preventing Violence Against Women, Community Corridor at Western Springs Garden Community Hall. Navara Entertainment Club, open mic night at Navara Lounge in our very own H-Town. That's basement 266 Victoria Street. It kicks off from 8 p.m. $5 Wednesday, Meet Me in the Bathroom, Academy Cinemas. Get your tickets from academycinemas.co.nz. So this is a new documentary. Tickets are only $5, whānau. And it is rated M. Uia Te Pātai, the Long Acre a Grill, Beach and Pork at 97 Alexandra Street in Te Ao Mutu. Now, this is a free community initiative to encourage the use of te reo Māori within the Te Ao Mutu community. So jump on there for a quiz night where te reo Māori speakers and learners will be challenged and educated with questions in a fun and relaxed environment. And Thursday the 25th of May, there is a police auction online for all the goods they couldn't find home steam. Well, you know, that is what we got for y'all this weekend in terms of events. If you know of any others, pop them up to our Bookface page, Flat Out Pride. Atu ki tera, that is us whānau, that is the end of our show. Have a fabulous weekend. Be safe on the streets and in the sheets. Condoms and lube are your safest form of protection. Stay warm, stay well, and Māori ora. Take care, and we'll catch you all up next week. Mā te wā.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.